This is UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMIL Radio News Update at 8. I am Babison Harris. The National Customs Brokers Association says unless bottlenecks surrounding goods clearing at the Freeport of Monrovia are removed, the recent waiver of fees by the NPA will be short-lived. The Secretary General of the Association says some of the constraints include some partners refusing the Liberian dollars for payment of services and government refusal to accept BIVAC's pre-shipment inspection report. Mr. Ines Zoga told on the radio the situation is contributing to the high rate of exchange between the U.S. and Liberian dollars. A community-based group, the Watt Foundation, has rehabilitated 15 drug-affected youth in Magibi County using the gospel and medication. According to the head of the foundation, for the past 4 years, they have been picking up drug users from the slums and taking them to the rehabilitation camp. Watahum said the recovery process is between 3 and 4 months, and at no time they experience any violent behavior from the drug's user. She added that there are challenges they face in rehabilitating drug users, but are determined to succeed.
We got a chemist place of Abraham in us like 4 years. We have no assistance from anywhere because when they are leaving drugs, they eat a lot of food, medication, and all of those with them appealing to individuals.
I have my own private business to me, so whatever phone I get from there, this is what I'm using to keep them off.
Watahum's father said most of the drug users after the rehabilitation process go on to become productive citizens of the society. A 3-day validation meeting for a One Health Governance Manual and Annual Work Plan begins today in Buchanan State, Grand Bassa County. This meeting is sponsored by the Government of Liberia, the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, through the National Public Health Institute of Liberia. One Health Coordination Platform, OHCP, is an approach based on the collaborative efforts of professionals from multiple disciplines working locally, nationally, and globally. The intent is to attain optimal health for people, animals, and the environment cutting across multiple sectors in order to strengthen a functional One Health approach in Liberia. The underlying factor is to address public health events, including zoonotic diseases. The platform also underscores the government of Liberia's commitment to address issues relating to potential threats of emerging and re-emerging diseases of public health concern globally. The Liberian government will do this by strengthening multi-sectoral collaborations. It will also contribute to the operationalization of the OHCP activities. The news is coming to you from UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations mission in Liberia. Ethiopian Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn has resigned unexpectedly, saying he hoped to end years of unrest and political upheaval. In a televised address, he said his resignation was vital in the bid to carry out reforms that would lead to sustainable peace and democracy. Mr. Haile Mariam, who has led the country since 2012, also stepped down as chairman of the ruling coalition. Hundreds of people have died in 3 years of anti-government protests. Demonstrations first spread across the country in 2015 amid calls for political and economic reform and an end to state corruption. And the FBI has confirmed that it was warned about the teenager who allegedly carried out a mass shooting at his former school in Florida. Nicholas Cruz, who has been charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder, reportedly left a comment on a YouTube video last year stating, "I'm going to be a professional school shooter." A user alerted authorities to the post. Teachers were also warned about Mr. Cruz, who was not allowed on campus with a backpack, U.S. media report. The FBI said it had investigated the YouTube comment, but had been unable to fully identify the person who posted it. That's the UNMIL Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmil2003, or twitter/unmilnews. I am Babison Harris. Good morning.